This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number three. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome about pretty much whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Conan.
And Chris.
Now you're just trying to confuse everybody. It's Daryl, Chris, and Conan with those voices belonging to the opposite individuals. And we're going to change things up a little bit and actually go to a story that we teased on the after show of Free Talk Live last night. So, yes, there every now and then is an after show. So go to freetalklive.com to listen to the archive of last night and hear the after show. So talking about, again, we're changing directions here. I'm going to talk about helicopter parents.
Wait, what?
Helicopter parents.
Is this parents who throw their kids up in the air as far as they can and catch them?
No, and it's also not parents that throw their children out of helicopters, and it's not parents that raise their children in helicopters. Helicopter parents are, well, let me just jump into the article because they do kind of explain here. They say that helicopter parents are this generation, meaning the
millennials
and whatever is younger than millennials. It's the worst nightmare for these people. From stalking your internet history to calling you every 5 minutes when you're away at a party in a friend's house, we all know what it's like when mom and dad tend to be just a little too overprotective and cross the invisible line that invades our privacy. Being concerned for your child's welfare and safety is one thing, but putting their lives on 24/7 surveillance and dictating their every choice and controlling their every move is another. Helicopter parenting takes it to a whole new level. Using the time-tested excuse that elders know what's best for their children, this actually does way more harm than good. As per a 2013 study involving 297 students published in the Journal of Child and Family Studies, college students with helicopter parents reported significantly higher levels of depression and less satisfaction in life, and attributed this decrease in well-being to a violation of the basic psychological, or rather physiological, needs for autonomy and competence. Academically overbearing parents may not only force their children to take up a major that they have no interest in or talent for doing, but plan their every career choice, leaving no room for voicing their own desires.
So is this also like the obsession over extracurricular activities, or is this specific
to some extent?
Okay. Yeah, like sports.
And right.
You're going
to do this.
You got to play the piano.
Right.
You got a
little honey boo boo. You want to do this.
You want to be a model
thing. Because remember yesterday you said you wanted to. So you want to do this. You're going to go do this. Because if you don't do it, well, mommy's going to be really sad.
Yeah. That stuff drives me nuts. And I've just did a little bit of research in this. It seems like it was first coined in about 1990. But it really does. It's kind of embrace the baby boomer generation and Generation Y dealing with the millennial children. I saw this firsthand. I did a little bit of like soccer coaching and stuff like that, and that just really made me rethink how I work with my son. You know, it was like, oh man, I don't want to be that guy.
You saw parents who were overprotective, or you found yourself.
It was nuts. I mean, when I was growing up, sometimes, you know, the the dad had come up to the Little League coach afterwards and go, you know,
you're not playing little Johnny enough.
Well,
little
would be
Johnny
that.
Needs to play first base, not center field.
No, I remember those arguments saying, you know, with a parent going, you know, I've been working with him a lot, and I really think you might want to give him a try at first base.
Mm-hmm.
It was that sort of thing. It's like, you know, I've taken an interest in something he's interested in, and we've worked on something specific, and the coach would say, yeah, we'll try it in practice, stuff like that. But now it is, how come he's not getting equal playing time? How come he's not getting as much opportunities, goals, you know, opportunities to kick a goal as everybody else? And I remember one soccer game, and it was just, it was crazy out of hand because, you know, even though there weren't supposed to be any scores, I was all out to win it, and our kids were too, you know? But that meant we played some of our better players.
Well, I coached four seasons of soccer for my daughter's teams, and we were competitive.
Good.
And I never had any parents come up to me and say, hey, look, could you move little Sally around because she's not doing so well in this position or all. But I was also very, like I said, I was very competitive. And I think I had a very good eye for where the kids are supposed to go and all. But
were also coaching soccer, and no offense against soccer, but in the United States, soccer is kind of that throwaway sport of, well, my kid wants to play something, and I don't want them playing football because they might get hurt.
I disagree. That is
soccer is
like the new Little League and everything else.
And by the way, if you want, this is why I hate football, because it is the sport where you do get hurt, where you shouldn't. You actually have more situations where you should hurt yourself in soccer, but because you don't have all the stupid padding on, you get out of that situation.
Right,
you're
not taking the extra risk.
You're aware
No. You are taking the risk, but you're jumping out of it. You're not just clashing into somebody.
So in football, people are like, oh, I've got the helmets and the shoulder pads, and then they'll just like leap at somebody.
Because they're supposed
and then
to.
They, no, you're not supposed to leap at somebody to tackle them.
No, the
point
is,
you're supposed to wrap your arms around them at, like, mid-level. You're not supposed to dive and leap. That's how you get hurt.
Yeah.
So in soccer, somebody's not leaping. Oh, they're about to score, so I'm going to leap at them with my cleats.
Because, yeah, and also it's illegal. You're not supposed to do it.
Right,
unless you want to get a foul and get kicked off.
Leaping and hitting somebody with your helmet is also a penalty in football, but people do it anyway because they think, I'm not going to get hurt, I've got all these pads.
Okay, well, this is 2005, 6, 7 area, and I never saw it. But we were very competitive, and we won a lot of games. But when I was on the softball team or baseball team or whatever, when I was a kid, I did experience, and that was in the early 80s, mid-80s, so I mean a long time ago, and I experienced, I'm going to call them umbrella parents. I don't like helicopter. The overshadowing umbrella parents
reason
who came out like, why aren't you playing my son? He, you know, you got to give him a chance to play or he's never going to learn. Which is a good argument, by the way, but...
And the reason they use the term helicopter parents is because they hover over the children.
Oh, I get that.
Like
that.
A helicopter. An umbrella, you have to hold. Like, an umbrella can't just float over top of your head.
Unless you have one of those hat umbrellas. But you know what? And so this is mid-80s. This is mid-80s. And guess what we all got? Regardless of how we played, we all got trophies. And I remember getting my first one, and I looked at my dad, and I'm like, I took it home. He's like, why'd you get that? What'd you do? I don't know. I guess I just gave me one.
What, were you on the winning team?
No,
did you win
championship? Everyone got a participation award, and we won the championship award.
Okay, I got a story I got to tell just because it's about soccer and it's about nothing else we're talking about. But I grew up in a very, very, very small town in eastern Oregon, and we played, you know, we'd go to phys ed, you'd play, you know, we'd play basketball or we'd do something or things like that. We had a phys ed teacher that wanted us to play soccer, but here's the fun part. He had no idea what the rules of soccer were.
So you just played kickball.
No. He sort of made it up, I think.
Which, by the way, is one of my favorite sports is kickball with the baseball with a big orange
but,
or a big red
but
ball.
Here were some of the general rules. The gameplay began in the center of the field with the ball there and everybody around it, And then, like, on the count of three, we would all storm into the center and try to kick it. You could hit the ball. You know, there's no hands in soccer. But you could hit it with a closed fist. And the only contact that was allowed, like in football, was below the waist. So you could block. You could take somebody
out. Interesting.
So it's all well and good until I go to summer camp one year and somebody says, do you want to play soccer? I'm like,
sure. How do you tackle them?
This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts. Welcome on Helicopter Parents or Made Up Sports. 855-450-FREE.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about helicopter parents.
And then that sort of sidetracked to made up sports about how Chris thought you played soccer, where you could body check people and hit the ball with a closed fist. We'll get back to the helicopter parents, but I want to ask you to do something. When you go to bed tonight, I want you to concentrate on the position of your head and neck. In a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, or even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of months, and I can say that it is absolutely the best pillow that I've ever used. This pillow is absolutely amazing. You can throw it in the washing machine, you can dry it, and unlike most pillows, this thing is ready to be used again. It doesn't turn into a big pile of trash. When's the last time you did that with one of your regular pillows? Can you imagine how much stuff is on there? Dust mites, dead skin, etc. Don't worry, I have the solution. Go to MyPillow.com and buy a pillow. Don't worry about not liking it. Don't worry about it not being as good as I say it is, because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. That allows you to get a second pillow absolutely free. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
And one more thing on that, Daryl. This is a sort of an added benefit that Colleen and I have experimented with.
Colleen being your significant other.
Significant other.
Is it going to get saucy?
It's not going to get saucy, but it is going to be snoring. After
so when she's snoring, you can start you can take your third pillow
and put it over her head. No, I snore, she snores.
We do not advocate you suffocate your partner with your extra My Pillow that you have bought using code FTL.
But we have found out that if we sleep with our heads on the pillow dead center, whether that's laying on our back or laying on our sides, the snoring seems to stop, whatever it's doing to hold our head in that position. And that's been an ongoing issue between us for 15 years.
So favorite, you guys are bringing up like made up sports that I've never heard of. Have you at least heard of the kickball?
Yeah.
You play it like you play it like baseball.
Yeah.
Except you roll the ball out and you kick it instead of hitting it with a bat or whatever.
Yes.
As you heard
and
that.
I do not suggest that you hit a large ball with a baseball bat. And I have a broken nose to show why. So when I was a kid, and I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air before.
I've never heard it, so talk away.
I was probably about 12 or 13, I was playing baseball with some of the kids in the neighborhood, and I hit the baseball down into the storm drain, and the little skinny kid that was able to fit down there and crawl in and crawl back out, he got tired of going in to get the ball, and he was like, I'm not getting it. And so the guy that we were playing at his house...
That's where the clowns live. You gotta watch it.
I don't know anything about clowns.
Do you float? Do you float, Bobby? Go ahead.
I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
They're remaking that film, by the way, and you'll love it.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Go ahead. Tell us about your broken nose.
Okay, broken nose.
So the guy, Robert Roberts Jr., that was his actual name.
Sounds like
First name, Robert, last name Roberts.
Okay.
And he was a junior.
He's going to be a good lawyer.
He goes into his garage, and he comes out with a hippity hop. That's the big, giant ball that's maybe like 18 inches with a little handle on it. He was like, the only ball I could find is this one. And I was like, all right, pitch it to me. And so he pitched it to me. And it was high and inside where, you know, like you would want a baseball to be. And so I swung and I hit it. And the ball pushed the bat into my face, and the ball then hit me in the face. And then the ball bounced away, and the bat fell and hit the ball, and then bounced back and hit me in the face again. And if you look closely, you will see that my nose goes ever so slightly to the left, and a metal baseball bat fits perfectly at an angle along the nose and eye portion of my face on the right side.
Would have been
occipital cavity.
Would have been interesting. Would have been YouTube gold.
Yeah.
If only.
And so then I like fell in slow motion, or at least I think it was slow motion. I really don't know. And next thing I know, his mom standing over top of me asking what happened, and I tried telling her, and it came out as and there was just blood gushing out of my nose, and so, you know, like, we got the bleeding stopped. My next-door neighbor was a paramedic, and he wasn't home at the time, but he came home a couple hours later, and I told him what happened in actual
words.
And he said, I can try to reset that for you.
Right.
But it might hurt a little bit. And I was like, all right. And then he just barely touched. And I was like, no, do not touch me. I will punch you. And, like, he was a very big guy. So, like, you know, if I did hit him, it probably wouldn't have hurt. But it was just, you know, like, yeah, don't do this. And so he's like, all right, yeah, it's kind of already started to set. So I'll have to re-break it. And I was like, yeah, no, it hurt too much when you just barely touched it.
So why don't you have an Owen Wilson nose? How did it get fixed? The proper way? In the hospital?
No, it didn't hit me flat on the nose. It hit the side.
Right. So it's a little off. It's not like an Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, you know how you won't break your nose?
Swimming into the side of a swimming pool, which I did, and it actually broke on the top of
this guy. Jesus. In his concussions and broken noses. You're not going to break your nose playing. Well, I guess you could if you really tried, but playing Ultimate Frisbee. That was my favorite made-up game.
Yeah.
Love some Ultimate Frisbee.
That's actually not a made-up game. There's actually, like, Ultimate Frisbee leagues.
When? Because I think it was made up when I was a kid.
In the 70s.
And it eventually evolved into what it is now.
But I'll tell you how you do not wind up getting hurt, at least physically, and that is if you have a helicopter parent. But there are negative consequences of having or being a helicopter parent, lifelong, potentially deadly consequences. The article that we're going over has some of those side effects. If you are a helicopter parent, or if you had a helicopter parent, it will kill your child's confidence. Overparenting may be advertised as leading the child to success, but in reality, it paves the way for a hassle-free one-way trip to hell. A child who grows up with parents who do everything for him lack the proper decision-making skills required to face life. One learns from one's mistakes, but the helicopter parent will not allow her precious little one to ever make a wrong move, and as a result, the child never learns how to do the right thing.
And they always get a trophy.
Without proper experience, kids never learn to trust their own abilities and choices, and their self-confidence level drops. This manifests in social anxiety, withdrawal, and low self-esteem. And that's, you know, they're trying to compensate for the low self-esteem by giving everybody a trophy that is then absolutely meaningless.
Yep.
Much like a high school diploma and soon to be a college degree is absolutely
already a college degree.
We'll go over some of these other deadly side effects of helicopter parents and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about helicopter parents. Are you one? Did you have one? Well, there are some dangerous, possibly deadly side effects of being a helicopter parent, and we're going over these. According to research, they found that helicopter parents absolutely kill their child's confidence. They wind up causing social anxiety, withdrawal, and low self-esteem. And Conan, you had mentioned that, well, they give everybody the participation award. They give them trophies, and that's to help build up the shattered self-esteem that the helicopter parenting winds up causing. It's kind of like government, to where they create a problem and then they create something to try to fix the problem that winds up making the problem worse.
Yeah, they put a Band-Aid on it and it doesn't actually fix the problem at all. You're right. And yeah,
to quote Taylor Swift, my future ex-wife, Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes.
My biggest concern is that it prevents competition. Which is a lot of the reasons I do the things that I do, is because I I find that competition is good.
Good for the body, good for the soul,
good for everything. And
you're talking about the give everybody a participation thing prevents competition.
Yeah, it's like, why play the game?
It's teaching a bad lesson. It's teaching that regardless of how well you do or how hard you try,
we're all supposed to be equal.
We'll be equal. It is completely socialist thought. And this goes back decades.
Right,
and as human beings, as animals,
we are not programmed to think like that. We're not ants. We're not bees. You know, we're humans who have a competitive nature to us, and it actually gives us a reason to wake up in the morning. If there's no competition, if there's no game involved, if there's no challenge, then you're going to have people that's going to be couch sleepers. They're going to go back to mom and dad's house, and they're going to sleep in the basement.
Right, and that's the point. The point here, as is so often the case, it's a way of pushing control. You know, if you have people that always expect to win or will love you because they were rewarded by you for something, you know what I mean? Then you have a level of control over them. It's evil. I don't know how, because I had these conversations a lot when I was raising my son. It's like, no, this isn't doing them a favor. This is injuring them. This is using force against them in a way that's not going to be good later on in life.
I'm going to say they don't love you more for giving them more awards. I'm going to say they lose respect for you.
After a while,
very quickly.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't necessarily touched on in this article where they do cite a study. But something else that happens in addition to killing the child's confidence and causing lower self-esteem, well, what goes along with low self-esteem? Depression, which is inevitable, and something that goes hand in hand with that is suicide is possible.
And opioid epidemic in our country? Maybe.
I don't know how many opiate addicts are on opiates because of depression. That seems to be very speculative.
I'm saying that people who love it and can't get off of it, they don't see anything better to do with themselves. Some people will do drugs recreationally. They'll go to work and they just want to, you know, go to sleep tonight. They want to have a good time with their friends or whatever. And some people, they don't love themselves and they don't love life.
You're actually jumping forward a little bit and sort of conflating depression with something else.
So escapism.
Let me get to that. But they do say that college students with helicopter parents reported significantly higher levels of depression and less satisfaction with life. And instead of teaching children how to live, parents end up providing a crash course on how to die. Next, they say that the child can't cope with real-world problems, and that goes hand-in-hand with the drug use and drug abuse, is you're looking for that escape. Helicopter parents will tend to forget that they cannot protect their child forever. Without constant monitoring of an anxious mom or dad, the son is then unable to fend for himself, and performing simple day-to-day tasks becomes impossible. Such people are also vulnerable and run a high risk of being cheated, or rather run a high risk of being cheated, for they have absolutely no idea what to do when everything is in their hands. The well-protected child is absolutely powerless to navigate the thorny paths of reality. And yes, I do think that, you know, because of that, they do tend to be like, I need something to escape.
Right. I wonder how many lives Pokemon Go has saved.
I don't know, but we do know a couple of people that came very close to death because of Pokemon Go, and they fell off of the cliff.
Or getting runned over.
You know what? I think I'm with you on this, is that Pokemon Go, for all the insanity that it's filled the news with, I'm like, somebody actually came up with something to get people with a smartphone out of their chairs.
So they're getting exercise.
Yeah.
So, and them idle hands, no longer idle. They're not doing devil's work. They're out there collecting the
virtual monsters. Here's the thing that I think is funny, is that Pokemon Go was built over top of an existing game. It was built over top of Ingress that had been around for several years.
Which didn't do very
that did not catch on like the electronic version of herpes.
Right. But but sometimes that's what it takes. There were many social networks before there was Facebook, and until Facebook came along, then that was like the one that it kind of blew past MySpace
and everything
else. Well, at
first, everybody was on MySpace, and when I got invited to Facebook, I was like, why do I need Facebook? MySpace works.
You know what's crazy is that when it was first introduced to me many, many years ago, I was like, I don't want... It's like only old people on this thing. My mom is on it. I don't have Facebook.
On what? MySpace?
No, Facebook. MySpace
is the game.
MySpace was the cool cats.
Yeah.
But I left it when it was actually starting to turn more into a musical destination for music for bands.
Oh yeah, so you were probably the last non-musical act to be on MySpace.
No, actually my band was on it.
Did you turn off the lights when you left MySpace? I think it's cool, and you're right. It was built on something, but that just shows that the idea, the message has to be exactly right.
But so we're talking about these helicopters, because I wonder if this is exactly what these poor children need to break out of their shells.
Helicopter parents?
No. Pokemon Go.
Like Pokemon Go, but that's... There always has to be something that's going to hit. We're never going to know what it is. It's going to capture the imagination of people, and it's going to motivate them in some way. And I love it. And, I'm not one of those guys that bust on things like that. I think it's cool as hell. And there've been a lot of other things that were sort of silly, but ended up being useful to society.
Yeah.
And lastly, helicopter parents wind up teaching children that all relationships will turn sour. We'll jump into this possibly in the final segment here in just a couple of moments. But first, your calls. We've got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I agree with you on the dependency issue. I think it actually robs people of ultimately their individualism, their freedom.
Yeah.
Because when they become dependent, I think they're deluding themselves that they're actually not dependent. I think it's hard to see. It kind of sneaks up on people. And by the time you realize it, they're hooked. So I think you make some great points.
Yeah, but by the time they probably never realize it, but then before you know it, they're off making their own children. And of course, they learn bad habits from their parents, and so it just they spread it to the next generation, and now you're in a real hole.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts are welcome in the closing moments of this episode of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still time for you in these closing moments, possibly if you call in right now. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Conan.
And Chris.
And you guys are goofing your names up again, I think just trying to confuse me, but in reality you're confusing everybody.
It's that
easy.
Let's
go to the phones. We've got Snake Eater calling in from Indiana. Snake Eater, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks a lot, gentlemen. I listen daily. I appreciate your show. I want to just follow up on Hung's call. So I've heard Hung call in the past, and although I don't remember the topic, I remember his name, and I remember it was insightful. So I really hope that he can think of some examples of microaggressions and call back. And the reason is because since I respect his opinion, I looked it up to see what they were, and all I saw in some of these major websites were like examples of either flagrant acts of racism that were considered examples of microaggressions, or they were weak examples that sounded more like they were studies in human nature or something, like how people collectively get together.
Well, what do you mean by microaggression?
Well, that's what he called subtle aggression. And when I looked up subtle aggression, it gave me microaggression.
Actually, he said subtle racism, aggression.
I looked up subtle racism, and this is what you find when you research it online. And granted, it was only, 15 to 30 minutes. But also, he did say that in that, he said, and I respect him, by the way, so I really want his opinion, or at least what he said in the past. But also, he did say that white people can't handle these subtle racist microaggressions. He said that. He's like, they were so subtle and so pernicious, essentially, that we couldn't even handle them. And after I looked him up, I thought, well, I can handle
that. That's kind of racist.
So what are some things that you came across?
Okay, so examples were like, some of the examples were someone in a line, maybe for a Hispanic woman and a white woman waiting to get at a bakery, and the attendant neglects or acts as if the Mexican woman is not there, although she was there first. And as soon as a white woman walks in, they immediately go to the white woman and go to her first. Well, the way I was raised, if I was standing there first, I'd be like, no, well, this woman was here first. And most people would do that. And
most people would.
That's like an outright, that's racism. If I watched that, I'd be like, whoa, she was first. Like, I wouldn't even probably see it as racism. Maybe that's his point.
Yeah, I would see it as an a-hole move.
If I were working the counter, I'd be like, who's next?
I've actually run a register, and I've seen people do that, and I stopped the show, and I'm like, hey, look, man, that lady was next. You need to get back out.
Yeah. You're more assertive. I've been in bars where I was probably more assertive in asking for my drink or something like that, and somebody else has been waiting, and if I get their attention, I'll say, you need to wait on that person.
Yeah, bar is different, though. If you're in a line and someone just cuts right in front of you, I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah, but I've seen it from tending bar, too.
But I can see someone of color seeing some a-hole who's not racist, he's just an a-hole, doing just that, and then reaching for racist motivation.
But there may be one there, too, you know?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I'm not going to discount it either way. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
A lot of them are examples where when you look at it, you're like, man, that is just so hard to look at it and think that this incident is racism. And moreover, like, there's signs of, like, how people, like, kind of understand the world and how it works, and that's how people react and work together. Anyway, I would like to hear what he had to say. And moreover, I am an amplifier, and I called on your line, and I, like, since 8 o'clock, I didn't get through. I wanted you guys to know that. But when I called, I was able to hear you guys in the background at the end of your breaks, and I just want to let you know that. And you brought up being raised, you were talking about being in the 80s and being growing up and some of the games you played and stuff like that. But, you know, think about it. How were we all raised? We're all from different places. We're all about the same age. And all I know is that when I was raised in my house, we discussed things like black relations and things like that. And, you know, my parents were strictly harsh harshly critical, like, of any disparagement against any person. And I wonder, were other people of color, like we were discussing black relations, so I wonder, were black people of our same generation, same age, when they sat down and discussed this, did their parents tell them, you will not discriminate, or did they, I don't know, or did they say things like, the white people have been slaveholders and this, and they are not good people, don't trust them, so on and so forth. And if they did, then there's a lot of people that were raised a lot different than I was, that was, you know, you treat every person like you would want to be treated, and if you don't, man,
I can say from I am probably a different generation than a lot of the hosts on here and a lot of the listeners, but you know, I'm in my 50s, and absolutely growing up in the 60s and 70s in a small town in a very, very rural area, yeah, there was a lot of blatant racism, which didn't make a lot of sense to me because we didn't have anybody. There were no black people. You know, it was a lily white area. It's like
they didn't know what they were talking about. We were
right.
Kids. They didn't,
but it didn't keep them from making the comments.
Right. Most people that are racist are absolutely ignorant and have absolutely no experience around the people that they absolutely don't like. I've known racists that, you know, they'll use the N word, but then they'll be like, oh, well, this guy, he's not like the rest of them.
Hmm.
You know, so that they judge everybody, but then people of the group that they don't like, they then judge those people as individuals because, well, that's what they are. So I think that the vast majority of people that are racist are just absolutely ignorant. Snake Eater, thank you for the call.
You know, I'm going to have to, I work with a black gentleman. He's half my age, and we are constantly throwing back and forth racial connotations that, you know, we're playing around with it. You know, and so just the other day, I gave him the eyebrow because he threw a paper into the trash and missed it. And then I brought up the you can't shoot aren't you black? Can't you? Why can't you shoot? And we both got it, and we both, you know, we both loved it and laughed, and we went and had a beer afterwards. So I mean, I've got and the whole you people thing, you know,
racism from Conan.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to go talk to him on Monday now. I'm gonna have to ask him, like, hey, look, man, you know I'm joking, right? And how many of your brothers and sisters don't understand where I'm coming from, and I need to check my privilege, because I guess it's out there. But I mean, I
check your privilege, Conan, and let's go to Rudy calling in from Arizona. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey guys, a while ago when Conan introduced himself as Chris and Chris introduced himself as Conan, it confused me for a second.
Yeah, they were trying to confuse people. They thought they were playing a joke on Daryl.
We're only trying to confuse Daryl. My apologies.
I told you guys you were going to confuse everybody.
I heard somebody, security expert on the, and he brought up the fact that people that do the terms and agreement when you accept Pokemon Go, you basically sell away your rights to your complete phone, your email, your contacts, anything like that. It's not the NSA that can get into your information on your phone. It's somebody.
It's Google, right?
Niantic, which is the company that made Pokemon Go. They also made Ingress, which was the game that Pokemon Go was built over top of. And, yeah, they do say that they want to access your contacts, your camera, your speaker, your this, your that. So basically,
how many function
of the phone they want access to. And, right, the question you're going to ask
is how many apps and games have already done that?
And it's a lot. But people don't wind up paying attention until it's something that 11 million people download in 3 days. And then they're like, oh, look at all the stuff that you're giving permission to.
There's a whole South Park episode based on this whole premise.
I knew this was coming.
It's called South Park Centipad.
Because South Park is on the ball. They are on the ball, and just watch them. They're good to go.
Do people other than you still watch that?
And a lot of people watch it. They're still making them, so of course they.
I know
watch
they're
them.
Still making it, but that doesn't mean people watch it.
Daryl, having a conversation with you about the media. You just watched Princess Bride for the first time ever. Don't talk to me about media.
Just like people have been watching The Simpsons for 20 years, people have been watching South Park since the beginning. All right, guys.
Thank you for the call, Rudy. And well. I would love to jump back into the tail end of this article on helicopter parenting, but, well, we're out of time.
I don't hear the music. Yeah, helicopter parents, stop doing it. Let your parents live.
Let your children.
Let them get scraped up. You know, if they're going to put their hand in the fire, that's when you say, hey, don't do that. But let them get out there and get dirt on them.
Maybe you need it. You tell them once fire hurts, you see them reach for the fire. All right. I told you. You didn't want to listen. Go ahead.
Maybe not fire.
Go ahead.
Maybe not fire.
You didn't want to listen when I said fire hurts. You learned for yourself, and you ain't going to do it again. But what you can do again is listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.